Hello, Portland. It's good to be here. I flew in last night from Colorado, so I'm the kid from out of town. My name is Zev Pace, and I am the executive director of the National Hemp Association. So we are the national trade association that focuses on all the businesses that are part of the hemp industry. Now, I have to admit and let you know that because the confusion between marijuana side of the cannabis industry and the hemp side of the cannabis industry is so pervasive, we're focusing right now on educating people about the differences. And I think Courtney described really well a way to be able to talk about the differences legislatively. But at this point, we're really focusing in on the industrial and therapeutic side of cannabis from the hemp side. So we are, as I said, are a national trade association. We have about 250 members. A number of them are farmers. We have processors. We have manufacturers. We have researchers. And we have investors. And then we have people that span many of those areas. It's an amazing time to be part of this industry because it is really very, very new. As you know, growing hemp in Oregon really just started this year, even though the work to make that happen has been going on for many years. In Colorado, we're in our second year. Right now, there are five states that are growing at any real quantity. There's about four or five others that are growing just at a research level. Places like Purdue University and University in North Dakota. Places that are really trying to figure out how do we bring this back as a crop that it used to be. Just to give you an idea of the scale, last year about 350 acres were grown in the United States. This year we're talking about 6,000 acres. So it's growing very, very rapidly. And that's even with the fact that we can't import seeds from outside the United States legally. So people are becoming very, very creative. How they get their seeds is not necessarily something that is being asked in certain places. The regulations in different states are extremely different. What we do in Colorado, which we kind of consider to be the Wild West, is that the state does regulate the oversight of the growing, but they don't ask about where the seeds come from, and they certainly don't help us get the seeds. Where places like Kentucky and Tennessee, it's all being run by the State Department of Agriculture, and they're controlling it all. So really different philosophies and different systems on how this is happening. And we don't have the answers yet. We're really all just in a very much a research and development. We have a booth over there that just describes a lot of the products, shows a lot of the products that are there. As I said, we're a membership organization. We have about 2,000 acres growing in Colorado this year. A lot of it is being harvested right now. And a lot of the conversations that we're having are like farmers saying, okay, I grew 100 acres, what do I do with it? Where are my buyers? So we're beginning to bring those people together. And I'm being introduced to innovative entrepreneurs and inventors every single day who are coming up with all sorts of amazing things, everything from figuring out how to make supercapacitors from the fiber to clothing, to non-mechanical decortication that takes the fiber off of the stalk, people that are creating construction materials, grinding up the material to make lignins and sugars, and we're going to be seeing alcohol and medicines and different kinds of things. So we're really at the very, very beginning of this process. It's very exciting, and I'm glad to have you all here to be part of this. So thank you very much. Please come visit me over there.